From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A military spokesman told reporters Wednesday that Iraqi troops killed 8 Islamic State militants in the newly recaptured neighborhood of Gagjali in Mosul. Meanwhile, hundreds of people from the adjacent neighborhood of Al-Samah streamed out of the area, some holding white flags. The United Nations Security Council is expressing concern about reports that Islamic State forces are removing civilians from their homes in Mosul and relocating them to places where they are to be used as human shields. Iraqi forces say they are advancing on the southern part of the city. The Russian Defense Ministry said Wednesday it would observe a humanitarian pause on Friday to allow both rebel and civilians to leave the embattled city of Aleppo. A Russian spokesman says the moratorium has been approved by Syrian officials. The rebels will not be required to surrender their weapons, but Reuters reports the rebels are rejecting demands that they withdraw. The United Nations says the French and British governments have failed to meet their obligations to the children who have been living in the Calais migrant camp. Lisa Bryant reports.
The United Nations and charities have criticized both countries. Even with their resettlement, says Isabelle Bruant, Calais Regional Director for Doctors of the World Charity, nothing is resolved. Bruant says authorities are just moving the children from one place to another in France. But Save the Children humanitarian advisor Dorothy Tseng welcomed the move.
We will be watching over the next few weeks to make sure that this is really all done in the best interests of children.
The youngsters count among more than 6,000 migrants evacuated from a vast tent camp at the edge of Calais. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
This is VOA News.